to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
2020 is a great year to give charitably. Now, I know many of you have been hurting by the pandemic. So please don't misunderstand me here. One of the things I did talk about back in the spring is that you know, when we're going through hardships, it is a great time to give because there are others around us that are less fortunate than us. And if you have the ability, even a little bit, $20, $100, whatever you can do, but every little bit helps. Also, you can give of your time, which is a big thing, because there are people all around us that are not as fortunate as many of you are listening today. But there are also some great financial planning reasons to give in 2020. If you've been blessed and you do a good bit of charitable giving, or you're thinking about doing charitable giving, there are some real opportunities here. So, you know, First off, there are so many needs in 2020 because of everything that's going on in the world. And while extraordinary needs will persist into 2021, the tax benefits of charitable giving may change after the presidential election, as the current administration and really the previous five presidential administrations have overseen significant changes to the tax code. So we may see additional changes in the tax code. So there are many ways you can be creative and get a lot of bang for your buck. One is you can give appreciated assets. You know, the S&P 500 is back to new highs. And over the last 7 or 8 years, market has doubled. So you may have stocks or highly appreciated mutual funds or ETFs, or you might have a piece of property. And when you give a highly appreciated asset, you get a double whammy. You do not have to pay the capital gains tax, and you get the charitable contribution that you can take on your tax return. You can also consider bunching contributions. You know, with the increase in the itemized deduction, the standard deduction, 90% of Americans now are not itemizing. But, you know, if you're doing some pretty significant charitable giving, you know, if you plan how you pay your property tax, and then also bunch your charitable contributions, and you do more in 1 year to kind of prepay some of those, you might be able to realize and itemize your deduction this year, where then next year you can take the standard deduction, and you can kind of go back and forth that way just with smart financial planning. And then a real opportunity is out of your retirement assets. You know, your IRAs and 401ks and 403bs and other company plans, you've not paid any of the income tax on most, if not all, of that money. And you've got to start taking that money out when you're 72 and pay income tax on it. Well, if you're in the year you turn 70 and a half or older, you can give money directly to church or charity out of the retirement account, and it is not a taxable distribution. And then you still get the full, so you get a page one deduction. It shows up, but then you get to deduct it on above the line deduction on your adjusted gross income, then you still get your standard deduction on page two. You could also use charitable contributions to offset the impact of Roth IRA conversions. I know many of you have talked to me about concerns of where income taxes may be going in the future because of all the money we're spending right now to get through this pandemic. And many of you are asking me about Roth IRA conversion, especially if you're in that sweet spot between retirement age and age 72, where you can keep your income taxes really low by drawing income from sources that aren't taxable in retirement. Well, Roth conversions, of course, add to your taxable income as ordinary income, but you can help offset some of that with your charitable contributions. So, you know, even if it's just being smart about the charitable planning that you're already doing, there's a lot we can do in 2020. If you're not doing much charitable giving, it's a great way to reach out to those in need. And one of the power of charitable giving in your financial plan is it helps keep that relationship in check that can really get away from us. And it's that relationship between money and life, that money-life balance. You know, money's important, but it's not the object. It's a means to an end. And, you know, it helps keep in balance a perspective on money when you give to others that are less fortunate. So be aware, incorporate giving in the right way into your financial plan.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.